Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, Get Booked listeners. Welcome to The Hand Sell, a special weekly installment of Get Booked that's all about books that we just can't resist shouting about and haven't had a chance to talk about on the show yet. This is Amanda Nelson, and today's hand sell is Arsenic and Adobo by Mia P. Manansala. And let's hear from our first sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publisher of the smash hit Fourth Wing. You'll only cross these blades once in a page-turning new tale of revenge, strategy, and so many lies. Best-selling Red Tower Books is releasing its next irresistible read that will capture your imagination and keep you guessing until the end. Mae Corlin's Five Broken Blades tells an intricate, high-stakes tale of five total strangers united in a plot that will test their strength, wits, and courage. Each has their reasons, all have secrets. But while it's easy to betray a stranger, it's not so simple to stab a friend or a lover, okay, in the back. Now these five blades must choose between vengeance and one another. Pick up Five Broken Blades by Mae Corlin for a thrilling, adventurous tale filled with risk, romance, adventure, and, oh, so many lies. The relationships in it are complex and nuanced and involve everything from friends to enemies, found and biological family and lovers and more. Thanks again to Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publishers of the smash hit Fourth Wing, for sponsoring this episode.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I always say our first sponsor, but it's really our only sponsor on this episode because they're 5 minutes long. Anyway, I have been waiting so long to talk to y'all about this book. Arsenic and Adobo is a cozy mystery. It's the first in a series called Tita Rosie's Kitchen Mystery Series. And I read this back in December when I first saw it, like when it first became available on Edelweiss for review copies. And it doesn't come out until tomorrow. It comes out May 4th. So I've been sitting on my hands for 4 months waiting to talk to y'all about how great this book is. Cozy mystery series that takes place in a Filipino restaurant. The main character is Filipino American. I'm so excited about it. Her name is Lila. Lila? I don't know which. We'll go with Lila. Macapagal. She lives in, I think Chicago. It's some big city. Has a career working in restaurants. She has a long-term boyfriend, but then they break up and it's a terrible breakup. So she moves back home to the suburbs where she grew up and starts working at her Aunt Rosie's restaurant, which is not doing super well, and she is tasked with saving it. So her aunt is aging and her grandmother also works there and is aging. And so Lila decides to, turn it around. She's got culinary experience, so she starts working on fusion dishes to bring in a younger crowd. She starts helping her family with the books. The problem is there's a really horrible, nasty food critic who keeps writing bad things about her family's restaurant. And he also happens to be her ex-boyfriend from high school. And he comes in when the book opens. He comes into the restaurant, eats, a couple dishes, says that they're really good, but also is implying that he's going to write a terrible review of the place again. And then he drops dead after an argument with Lila in the middle of the restaurant. Just drops dead. And so she is treated like the only suspect. She's got cops kind of breathing down her neck. The lead homicide detective on the case also has a crush on her aunt. So that adds like a nice spicy kind of twist. It's very obvious that she's being framed. Also, the landlord is trying to kick the family out so they can resell the storefront. There's just like a lot going against Lila and her family. So she has a big group of aunties and her dachshund, Longanisa, which is great because Longanisa is a Filipino breakfast sausage. And she names her dachshund that. It's so good. So she takes on the case. She's determined to save her own neck, obviously, but also to save her family's restaurant and to make something special out of it. So it's just it's funny. It's witty. There's lots and lots of food talk, but obviously because she's a chef and her best friend is a barista. Her best friend who like helps her kind of solve the crimes is a barista who makes amazing drinks too. So like there's no page in this book that isn't about food or beverage that is going to make you hungry. The mystery is amazing. I didn't solve it beforehand. To be fair, I never do because I'm kind of a dunce when it comes to mysteries, but I didn't even guess. I was just along for the ride. And I'm so happy to see cozy mystery series that are written by people of color. I will tell you a little insider baseball story about how when I was on Book Riot's YouTube channel years ago, this is probably 5 or 6 years ago, I was trying to make a video about cozy mysteries by people of color. And I was emailing publishers asking them to tell me what titles they had. And I got more than one response from cozy mystery publishers saying they had nothing. And obviously that is improving. So go out and get it. That's Arsenic and Adobo by Mia P. Manansala. And that's it. So thank you so much to our audio editor, Jen Zink. Thank you all for listening. You can find more book recommendations at bookriot.com and, of course, more of our podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. Email us at getbooked@bookriot.com if you have feedback. You can leave us a review, please do, on Apple Podcasts. And you can find us online on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at I'm Amanda Nelson. And my co-host Jen is on Instagram at I am Jen IRL. And she's on Twitter at Jen IRL. That's Jen with two N's. See y'all on Thursday.